Word of Life, a daily reading and reflection on the gospel of the day, a soothing respite from the daily grind. Listen to The Word of Life, presented to you by Monsignor Pedro C. Quitorio. Word of Life.
The Gospel for December 31, the seventh day of the octave of Christmas. It is taken from John chapter 1 verses 1 to 18. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came to be through Him, and without Him nothing came to be. What came to be through Him was life, and this life was the light of the human race. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. A man named John was sent from God. He came for testimony, to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but came to testify to the light, the true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came to be through him. But the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, but his own people did not accept him. But to those who did accept him, he gave power to become children of God. To those who believe in his name, who were born not by natural generation, nor by human choice, nor by a man's decision, but of God. And the Word became flesh, and made his dwelling among us, and we saw his glory, the glory as the Father's only begotten Son, full of grace and truth. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. A short reflection on our gospel today. God has already planned it from the very beginning, right after the fall of man. He had already given his word to save us. He will send his Son, born of the woman, so that humanity that got destroyed by sin, by original sin, will be restored to the original image and likeness of God, and to whom man and woman was created. The most profound commitment of his love, his word, will become flesh. He will be an Emmanuel, a man with other men. He will assume humanity. But then, in the language of St. Paul to the Philippians, he will even be lower than a man. He will be a slave, or even lower than a slave. But he will be a good news to everyone. He will be the one who will come like a doctor for the sick and not for the healthy. He will not judge like what he did to Mary Magdalene. Has nobody condemned you? Neither do I. He will be the one who will look for one sheep out of 100 and look for it. And when he finds it, he will be rejoicing. He will be that father in the prodigal son when he saw his son coming back to him, he will not wait until the son comes to him, but rather he will run and meet his son somewhere and celebrate and be joyful because the son has died and now is alive, has been lost and now is found, was living in sin, but now returns to the possibility of living in the grace of God. This is the Word made flesh, born of a woman, born of Mary. He will be a light that will shine on everyone. He will be the way, the truth, and the life.
Thank you for listening to Word of Life, featuring today's Gospel and Time Reflections, brought to you as a special public service feature of the CBCP Media Office. Word of Life.